Good evening, everybody. It is 5:24 p.m. Central Standard Time in Southwest Arkansas. Welcome to Recovery Tools and Challenges Podcast. I have worked very hard, and with the holidays and stuff being crazy and Christmas and trying, we have been slow at work. So I was trying to come up with enough money to get my grandson's Christmas, and I did. It may not have been much, but the faith, the joy and laughter and the love on their faces was priceless enough for me. I have had some events happen from the last podcast I did, and some new events have happened where I'm going to be dealing with the sexual childhood abuse that I endured from my father and my sister as well. I am going to be working on how and to heal from that, because I still haven't healed. I'm sober, yes, January 2nd of 2024, this new coming year, I will be 4 years and 6 months clean. But I haven't dealt with some of the trauma that I did endure in my past. And as a child, that caused me to lead the lifestyle that I have lived. So I am going to be working on that for the new year. I'm fixing myself and healing myself once for all to find that freedom and break those chains that's still holding on to me, trying to rule my life, the demons. And I'm not letting that happen. So I'm excited about that and nervous, but I have a very, very powerful woman, male, that I met through one of the Facebook recovery groups. And if you're on Facebook, you will see her on my page. You know, my name's Angela Dowling on Facebook. And she is the woman that has been already working with me. She's from South Africa. And she's been going through some problems, and I think we started talking, we met like before Christmas or around Christmas, and we talk every day, regardless, on Facebook, on WhatsApp, we talk some way every day. So being that said, and I wanted to do one final podcast, not forever, but for the year 2023. And being that tonight is New Year's Eve, I am going at 7:30 p.m. here in just 2 hours to my Celebrate Recovery group. Will be open up to the public for those who are still suffering or who just doesn't want to be alone or just needs love and fellowship. So that's why I wanted to go ahead and do this podcast. So being that I don't know what time I will be home, and I really want to be there. This will be the first, and New Year's Eve, I will be bringing in with my sobriety family here in my hometown. And I'm truly, truly excited. Being that I'm going to be working on my trauma and my addiction, my childhood trauma, I decided to do this article called Understanding Trauma and Addiction. Traumatic experiences have a strong correlation with future struggles with addiction. It is important to take trauma seriously and to seek treatment. What exactly is trauma? According to the American Psychological Association, trauma is an emotional response to a terrible event like an accident, a rape, or a natural disaster. Those are just few of the examples. Trauma affects people differently, and it should be taken very seriously. High levels of stress can hinder a child or adult's brain development. How trauma affects the brain. Trauma triggers toxic stress chemicals within the brain, causing damage over time. When someone is stressed for long periods, it can rewire the brain, impacting activity and emotions. Connection between trauma and addiction. There is a clear connection between people who suffer from childhood trauma and addiction. If someone had at least four traumatic encounters, they are way more likely to develop alcohol use disorder, more likely to develop substance use disorder, and 60% more likely to become obese. Additionally, one's environment can be a significant link. If someone is around specific substances and needs a way to cope, the substances can become a way of self-medication. Types of trauma. I'm sorry about that. There are several types of trauma. There are multiple types of traumatic events that can happen in a person's life. Each one can affect a person differently. So it is important to not assume that one person will react the same way to trauma as another person. Physical assault. Physical assault is when somebody is beat up, jumped, or hit repeatedly. The perpetrator could be someone the person knows or a stranger. Sexual assault is when somebody is raped or molested. Sexual assault is one of the most common forms of traumatic experiences. Domestic violence. Domestic violence is a form of violence that comes when somebody within the home assaults someone. Spousal abuse or parental abuse. Emotional abuse. The emotional abuse occurs when a person tries to control someone by using emotions to criticize, embarrass, shame, blame, or otherwise manipulate another person. Parental neglect. Parental neglect can occur when a parent does not provide the resources a child needs to survive or thrive. It can come in the form of not enough food, bad living conditions, or physical, emotional, or sexual abuse. Bullying. Bullying is another very common type of traumatic experience. Many times it can lead to troubles into adulthood. It does not matter how big or small the experience was. Bullying can still have a detrimental impact. Natural disasters. Natural disasters can leave people without homes, relatives, or their everyday routine. These experiences can lead to PTSD or other jarring experiences. Although it can be overlooked, PTSD from natural disasters is something that should be taken very seriously. Excuse me. Accidents. Accidents such as car wrecks, work-related injuries, or any other type of accidental injury can be very traumatic. It is true for people that were not involved in the accident but were well acquainted with the person who was hurt. Many times, accidents can lead to severe PTSD and flashbacks. illness. Finally having a chronic or long-term illness can be traumatic. Related to the illness can cause flashbacks or unsettling emotions for years afterward. How different types of trauma link to addiction? There is a clear link between traumatic events and addiction. Most people that struggle with addiction have experienced at least one traumatic event in their life. Different types of trauma are related to addiction in certain ways. Adverse childhood experiences and addiction. According to the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration Center, adverse childhood experiences can predict early age of alcohol exposure, higher risk of mental health disorders, use of tobacco prescription drug use, the chance of substance use disorder, and dependency. PTSD and addiction. Post-traumatic stress disorder can occur after experiences traumatic events. This link is believed to be due to a person attempting to self-medicate to better manage the side effects of PTSD. It is also believed this correlation can go both ways. If a person struggles with substance use disorder, they are more likely to experience new traumatic events and vice versa. Physical trauma and addiction. Physical trauma and abuse lead to a lot of bodily pain. Many times people will be prescribed painkillers to cope numb their feelings. If someone is experiencing higher amounts of physical trauma, they are more likely to take more than the prescribed dose to help mitigate the pain. But higher doses can lead to a higher risk of addiction. It is believed this is one of the main reasons for the opioid epidemic inside of the United States today. Emotional trauma and addiction. Emotional trauma can be more difficult to trace. Things such as bullying or emotional abuse can lead to mental health issues later in life, such as depression or anxiety. People who suffer from emotional trauma are more likely to struggle with addiction because they might use substances to numb the pain, deal with PTSD, or escape. Signs and symptoms of trauma. There are several different signs and symptoms of trauma. All these symptoms and signs are completely normal when someone faces such adverse events or circumstances. Physical signs of trauma are as follows. Insomnia, extreme fatigue, easily startled or scared, anxious, trouble focusing, nightmares, rapid heartbeat, agitation or always being on edge, body aches and pains, muscle tension. Behavioral signs. On top of physical signs, people might show behavioral symptoms or signs too. They are as follows. Denial, anger, mood swings, confusion, troubles focusing, guilt or shame, blaming yourself, disbelief or shock, withdrawal, isolating, feelings of hopelessness, feelings of being disconnected and numb. Sign and symptoms of addiction. Addiction can be extremely devastating in the life of the person struggling and those around them. If you see any of these signs or symptoms, having a loving conversation with the person or seeking help could be very beneficial. There are some several physical symptoms you will notice. They include withdrawal, diarrhea or constipation, craving the substance, seizures or trembling, excessive sweating, violent behavior, sudden appetite changes, disease, bodily damage, insomnia, looking more disheveled or tired. Behavioral symptoms. People might also have several behavioral signs that they might be struggling with substance use disorder. They are giving up things that they previously enjoyed, sacrificing relationships and activities, obsession with having the substance, isolation, secrecy, denial of the issue, excessive misuse of consumption, stashing away the substance, financial troubles, legal troubles, continued use after health issue, obsession, unnecessary risk-taking, treating trauma and addiction. Trauma can have long-term adverse effects on a person if it is not treated and dealt with. The same goes for addiction. Therefore, if you have struggled with trauma or addiction, you must seek help either from a therapist, rehabilitation center, or medical professional. Dual diagnosis. Dual diagnosis is a type of recovery that addresses not just that substance use disorder, but also the mental health disorder or traumatic experiences. The focus of dual diagnosis treatment is to recognize that it is a complex disorder and it is essential to address both things for long-term recovery with minimal adverse health effects. Therapy. Therapy is one of the essentials when it comes to dealing with trauma and addiction. Normally, cognitive behavioral therapy, CBT, will also be used to help the patient learn new coping methods and ways of dealing with stress. This therapy will also be a safe place for the patient to unpack the trauma that took place. CBT normally goes alongside recovery programs and groups. EMDR, eye movement desensitization and reprocessing, better known as EMDR, is a psychotherapy treatment that was designed to alleviate the distress associated with traumatic memories. When a patient goes through EMDR, they will revisit traumatic experiences in short periods while they focus on an external object or stimulus. This therapy could involve music, hand tapping, or multiple other things. The goal of this kind of therapy is to help make new associations and connections that will result in a fuller development of the memory and learning experience while also eliminating emotional distress. Detox. Detox is the process where someone eliminates a substance from the body. Detox should be done under medical supervision since certain withdrawal effects can be extremely damaging and potentially fatal, such as theaters or increased heart rate. For some substances, doctors might slowly taper the dosage over a period to manage these effects. If you or someone you love is struggling with addiction, they should reach out to a rehabilitation facility so they can go through detox in a safe environment and under professional supervision. Inpatient treatment. Inpatient treatment centers are places where patients live for a time while they go through recovery process. For trauma and addiction, this treatment could focus on helping withdrawal symptoms until the patient has made substantial progress with their trauma. If you or a loved one are struggling with trauma or addiction, they should reach out to a professional for help. Trauma and addiction can be tough topics, but seeking treatment and going through the healing process, people can find more peace, sobriety, and new coping strategies. And that's what I was saying, that even though I'm in recovery, I have not dealt with what my father had started with me when I was only 5 years old until I was of age when my mom kicked me out when I was 17. I suppressed it. I don't know how to deal with it. I forgave because that's what my higher power tells me I'm supposed to do. Not supposed to do, but I guess what I'm supposed to do, I guess, in a way. I've went to therapy. I've used the drugs. I've used the alcohol. I've used the everything that you can imagine to numb my feelings. But I still suffer from anxiety, very, very high anxiety. And I still suffer from depression because not only have I suffered from sexual childhood abuse, I have went through domestic violence pretty much from every relationship I've been in, but a few. I have also witnessed so many deaths and family members, and then the death of my husband in 2018 in a car accident. And so I still have triggers. If I see a car accident on the side of the road, I'm flipping out because it's like a flashback every time. And I haven't dealt with that. I only pushed it back. And the thing is, I know I have to deal with it because my heart is broke. I love my kids. I love my grandkids. But so much of me is still so broken. And I don't want to feel that brokenness anymore. I don't want to feel alone and like, I want to feel release. I want to feel free from these chains that seem to still have me in some areas. That's why I did this. And I asked in a few of the Facebook groups on Facebook, in my recovery groups, to name a addiction recovery and or slash mental health topic that you would like to discuss for the new year. And I will be doing more as I'm going into my therapy and my healing process of my trauma. I will be sharing more podcasts and sharing more of how I'm feeling and more of my story. But I think this is the best way for me to share my story instead of, because I have so much high anxiety, I do good behind the cameras, and sitting here talking to y'all, it's much easier for me than being on camera and trying to tell my story all at once. And I really don't want to tell my story all at once because I want to heal from bits and pieces and the pieces that still got me and the things that still hold me. I want to heal from it where I'm going to be walking y'all through my podcast with different topics and letting y'all see my journey. It's supposed to be a year thing. And probably starting in March maybe is when it'll begin. And I'm really nervous. But I know I'm in good hands. And I know I have all of y'all loving and supporting me. So I will be doing more podcasts on trauma and healing from trauma, and how you can stay in recovery. And I'm very excited to share that with y'all. And I'm sorry, I'm trying to still get used to these podcasts, but I love doing them. I am fixing to get off here because I am fixing to make some supper before I go to our little fellowship and support for New Year's Eve tonight. For those of you everywhere out there who listen to me, I hope y'all had a great holiday. safe holiday. Please reach out if you need me. Please reach out for me on Angela Dowling, and then also in my recovery group that the creator of, Scott Boyd, is Was A Addict, hashtag Was A Addict, and thank you so much. And I hope and pray that each and everyone has a full and blessed and peaceful, and just may 2024 bring you nothing but happiness and joy. Thank you so much, and I will see you in 2024. And thank you for being here, here for me in 2023. I love y'all, and let's keep rocking together. Thank you for listening to Recovery Tools and Challenges, and that will be it.